Friday, May 24th, Tehillim, beginning with Ashrei. Rabbi Greenspan and I discussed learning Sefer Tehillim. He suggested that we begin this, the Sefer Tehillim with the Kapitlach that we say in davening. And I wanted to explore an idea with us today that may make our davening more meaningful when it comes to the saying of Ashrei. I'm going to ask you that, I'm going to ask for your feedback on how this is working for you. My goal is to have us all experience something as meaningful, elevating and uplifting, and learning in a way that you find enriching. And if there's feedback that I would gain from to make that more so, I invite you to give me that feedback. In approaching the study of Ashrei, I want to tell you the story from Rav Zilberstein, actually, that I found when I was preparing for this discussion about Ashrei, because he precedes it with the words, Ashrei ha'am shekach alo. Those words are found in Ashrei. Fortunate is the people that this is how they act. Kacha, that's how they act. So he tells the following story. He says it happened on Erev Pesach in Yerushalayim. He said that there was a home on Erev Pesach in Yerushalayim where there was a problem with the electricity. And the owner of the home knew that on Erev Yontif, he's going to have a very hard time getting an electrician to come to his house to fix it. He also realized that if he does get somebody, it's going to cost an arm and a leg. He knew that that's what he'd have to do, so he called a number of electricians, and they all said that they can't come. So he says he went into a room in his house, he turned his face to the wall, and he said, Rabbi Shalom, God, I'm asking you. The plague of Choshech was given to the Mitzrim, to the Egyptians, and not to the Jewish people. I'm asking you to send me an electrician who will fix what needs to be fixed, so in a price that I can handle, so that I'm able to celebrate the Yontif properly. While he was speaking, his wife walked into the room and said to him, I know about an electrician who we haven't tried yet, and I called him, and he's going to be here in 10 minutes. When he finished doing the work, he said he wanted 30 or 40 shkolim for the material that he had to use. I urged him to take more. So the electrician's answer was the following. I don't work on Erev Yontif. I heard that you had a situation. So I came for the mitzvah. For the mitzvah, I don't take payment. I'm just asking you to pay for what I had to use in materials. So the recipient of the chesed said, I thank Hashem with all my heart. And I thought, Ashrei ha'am shekach alo, fortunate is the people. And from Ashrei, fortunate is the people that this God, that God, Hashem is their God. So this story actually is kind of one of the themes, is one of the themes that really runs through Ashrei. It says in several places, and I'm using here a sefer that is called Nafshi Yichol Azavosecha, it's on davening, and decided that maybe we should start out by looking at some of the things that are said about Ashrei. And does today serve as an introduction? So, it is written. It is in Gemara Shabbos that it says the following. Psukei Dezimra in general is the praise that a person comes to give Hashem before they ask for their needs. Shmon Esrei, we give a list of requests. Please give us all this stuff. This is what we need. These are our needs. We need healing. We need parnasa. We need to be brought back together. The whole point of the Psukei Dezimra that come before Yishtabach is for us to give praise to Hashem. Now, it says in Gemara Brachos, and it says many places, there's a big discussion about this, that a person who says the prayer of Ashrei three times a day, it's promised that he's a Ben Olam Haba. So, what does that mean? What does that mean? What is this, a magic formula? Is it a potion? Is it a segula? How exactly does this work that a person who says Ashrei three times a day, they're going to be a Ben Olam Haba? So, in this Sefer, he brings an extensive essay from the Tzavah, from the ethical will left by the Amsila Rav, Rabbi Yoel Frumkin. He was one of the Talmidim of the Gaon of Vilna. And he must have been a special person. So he explores this. And he says that a person who says Ashrei, to extol the virtues of Hashem, because Hashem is a Tovu Meitiv. He gives us good things and continues to do so. And if we notice that the way David HaMelech composed Ashrei, he did not ask for any of his own needs. It was totally Hodah about Hashem. And according from the Pasuk, V'zichron rachamav al hakol. Now Hashem has mercy on everybody. So if a person says this Mizmor, this chapter, before davening, and then afterwards, because we say it twice, he's showing that he's making his main task to believe in Hashem. And this idea about being a Ben Olam Haba, if you say Ashrei all these times, is putting us in this direction. And this is what he writes. Elo sheho'ish hamaskil mevin she'ikor taklis hatefila ish hamaskil. Now we know that the word maskil, okay, has a connotation of people who were going away from the tradition.
That was later usage.
Okay. Well, what is the original use of the word maskil? A person who had seichel. A person who was thinking that the main point of tefillah is to give kidei lezakos es hamispalel, to give the davener what the davener needed. There is nothing I'm giving to God, I'm giving myself. And maybe this will answer our question, what does it mean that he's a Ben Olam Haba? Shehakol, okay, listen to these words. Lahashrish binavsho od pam the od pam. again and again to make shoresh, to root into our souls, shehakol toloi b'Hashem Yisbarach. Everything really depends on Hashem. We have intelligence, we have wealth, we have prowess, we have strength, we have wisdom, we have perception. We think nothing comes without Hashem. And the way he says, lahashish b'nafsho odpam v'odpam, because we are human, we want to think that it's us. Yeah, God gave me a gift. And it's because I'm worthy. So he's saying that the main point of Ashrei and the main point of davening is lahashrish in our soul again and again. It's all toloi in Hashem. And if a person could imbibe this idea when they say Ashrei, because we are all at different levels of feeling this feeling. We were given a set of feelings. We were given challenges in those feelings. Some of us naturally are more spiritual. Some of us are more logical, sequential. And we've all had bumps in our lives that sometimes make us question. Is this really good for me? Putting me through this big test? How could that be good for me? How can it be that this thing, which might even be a tragedy? So a person coming to that hakara, a person coming to that recognition, yes, it all is toloi in Hashem. We are totally dependent. It doesn't mean that we don't have an obligation to put in our effort, but it means that with all of our effort, ultimately, it's up to Hashem to decide success or otherwise. And I thought that this was just a very, very powerful idea. Is this a segula? He writes further. It is a little bit of a segula, he writes, that if you do this and you have the right intention, you're going to be led in the right path and you're going to feel what you need to feel. He quotes the Zohar. He says that in Kriya Shema and Shmona Esrei, and of course in the prayers of Psukei DeZimra, we're like making for ourselves a crown with every word. And if we could just imbibe this idea, I wanted to just take one or two simple ideas today and have us really just kind of think about it. That the whole point of Psukei DeZimra is to lead up to what we're coming to ask for, praising the King. And this Ashrei specifically is the formula. There is an idea also that Ashrei, as an acrostic of the Aleph Beis, has the letters of the alphabet, which are the building blocks of the world. So then there's a Kabbalistic idea here too, that Ashrei, which has all letters except for Nun, because the word Nun stands for Nefilah, falling down, as the building blocks of the world. And acrostics that have the letters of the Aleph Beis are very powerful when it comes to Tefillah. So just to summarize and see if we can have a takeaway, next week, in 2 weeks, we'll go into it further. We'll go into the actual starting, the actual verses, the actual words, the sentences. A person who pays attention to Ashrei is saying all the letters of the alphabet. You say Nun, but just not at the beginning of a sentence. Is holding the building blocks of creation. Because because the world was created from Lashon HaKodesh. Number two, that the goal is for us to keep knocking into our human bodies that are frail and that are filled with all types of stuff in our heads. It comes from God. It comes from God. It comes from God. And if we can raise ourselves to feel that, and actually, like we said before, not just by rote, say Ashrei, Mincha, the two times in Shacharis, but really take on this idea that this Ashrei is something, we ourselves will be elevated. Ashrei. Yoshrei Ve'Secha. Praise that the people who live in your house. Gamliel, a Kohen, said to us, a group of principals who came to see him, I've seen him on several occasions in person, he said, what is the difference between me and Ahmed? I was born on this side of the Mandelbaum Gate. 50 meters away was an Arab fellow named Ahmed. So how was that? He says, because I was put here to do a job. Ashrei Yoshrei Ve'Secha. Fortunate is my lot to be sitting in your house, Hashem. To be part of the community that I'm part of, to be around the people that I'm part of. Sometimes they're in my family, sometimes they're in my shul, sometimes they're in my work circle. Ashrei Yoshrei Ve'Secha. It's your house, okay, to be part of your house, and it's to be part of the circle, the community that I'm part of. That I'm adding, like the former Secretary of State says, it takes a village. So, Ashrei Yoshrei Ve'Secha, praise to the people who are sitting in the house of Hashem, whether that is the shul itself to do the davening like Ashrei, or that the people around we live, who we hope will elevate us and help us develop that relationship that we find unique and special, which will bring us the feeling that we need and will enable us to serve Hashem the way it is intended. Good Shabbos.